Country Bob FM.
You've got it. You've tuned in to the Bob Almanac, brought to you this week by the Hastings Area Rotary Club, presenting Rivertown Live, Saturday, September 14th at the Levee Park on Mississippi River, beautiful Mississippi River, the old man, the mighty Miss, beautiful historic downtown Hastings, Diamond Rio, Little Texas, and the very intriguing Slam-a-Bama. Get your tickets starting January 22nd at rivertownlive.com, rivertownlive.com, but you can win them here on Bob FM. The Bob Almanac, Almanac Quiz, which means what, Neil?
Listen to everything that is said here during the Bob Almanac. You never know what might show up in the quiz.
Let's get into today's Almanac. Tuesday, January 23rd, 23rd day of the year. I really like January. It's so easy to count down.
It really is.
And I don't know, are people disappointed? Do they miss where we are counting up, I guess. Yeah. It's not countdown, it's right. A count up. Are they missing the countdown?
Do we need to say how many days are
right,
left?
Yeah. Right. Do we need somebody here to do the math? Because it is 366.
That is true. So we're at 343. Yeah.
That's a lot of work, though.
That is. We'll screw that up at some point.
My brain's hurting just from doing that. This date, 971 A.D., the War Elephant Corps of the Southern Han defeated at Shao by crossbow fire from the Song Dynasty troops, forcing the Southern Han state to submit to the Song Dynasty.
Ooh.
The first regular War Elephant Corps in the Chinese Army. Yes, elephants were used widely in war. In the early days, before there were tanks, we had elephants, Neil.
Yeah, well, that
they
makes
could take
sense.
A shot. They could take a shot. They had the strong hide.
They're the size of tanks, and
yes,
then some.
Yes, exactly. And one might say misuse of God's creatures, but they used what was at hand, and they had elephants, and they went and used them.
Yeah,
and this was quite widespread for many centuries that we had war elephants, and this was the first incident of a war elephant. 871. You don't hear a lot about war armadillos.
You really don't.
No.
They have the hard shell.
War turtle.
Yeah.
1855 here this date. First bridge over the Mississippi River was completed.
Really?
And it opened on this date, 1855, and it was in modern-day Minneapolis. What is now Minneapolis? It's where the Hennepin Bridge is now, pretty much, according to my records and reports here. The Father Louis Hennepin Bridge. And that's where that is. First bridge over the Mississippi River, finally.
Yeah.
A bridge. I mean, obviously, they had gotten over other ways with ferries.
Right.
And things.
Yeah, yeah.
You put your covered wagon on a ferry, and you'd ferry.
Use the rope.
Ferry across the Mersey.
Right.
That was a state, 1855. Well, we're going to jump up more than a century from there to 1957.
Want fun? Get Frisbee. It flies through the air with the greatest of ease. Want fun? Get Frisbee. It's the newest, fastest, most flying fun under the sun.
I'm sure it just wasn't a Back to the Future 3 thing. I really do think that Frisbees were inspired by pie plates.
Yeah.
Because wasn't the Frisbee company, Frisbee was the name of a pie plate, and the Wham-O company produced the first Frisbee flying disc. They originally called them the Pluto Platter. Which sounds like something at like a Chinese restaurant or something.
Right.
I like the Pluto platter. The
right.
Pluto platter. It's hard to say.
It is.
The Pluto platter.
Frisbee is easier.
Yes.
Rolls off the tongue.
So
nicely.
It was originally the Pluto platter, and then they changed it to Frisbee 1958. But that was a state in 57. Let's head up to 73.
I have asked for this radio and television time tonight. For the purpose of announcing that we today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam and in Southeast Asia. The following statement is being issued at this moment in Washington and Hanoi. At 12:30 Paris time today, January 23, 1973, the agreement on ending the war and restoring peace in Vietnam was initialed by Dr. Henry Kissinger on behalf of the United States and Special Advisor Lee Duc Tho on behalf of the Democratic Republic of Vietnam.
So that was this date, 73, Nixon announcing that they had some accord. They'd pull out all U.S. forces. In fact, all U.S. forces personnel were completely withdrawn by March of 73. But, of course, that didn't end hostilities.
No.
Saigon did fall eventually in 1975, and you started to wonder, you know, what was it all for?
Right.
Right?
We
tried to stop the communists, but didn't happen. And 1973, had to find a way to get out of there.
Right.
And it happened and started on this date in 73. Also, that same date in 73...
Put a tic-tac in your mouth and get up
right.
out of line.
It's a clean, fresh explosion of me. Put a tic-tac in your mouth and get up
bang.
Out of line.
It's a clean, fresh explosion of me.
That's some bad singing right there.
The Tic Tac singers need help.
Tic Tacs, they've got bad breath.
Well,
and a lot of times bad breath leads to, they started with bad
right.
breath. And this is before they popped the Tic Tac. So they're singing before the Tic Tacs took effect. You know that bad breath can affect singing.
It
affects the tone and
there's proof.
Yes, and the timbre. So Tic Tacs introduced on this date. Still around today, the shaking and the jingling in those little plastic containers.
That was a big deal.
Really something. Tic Tacs introduced this date in 1973 and 78.
Last night in Los Angeles, Terry Kath put what he thought was an empty pistol to his head. The rock music star from Chicago pulled the trigger. He was killed instantly.
As time goes on.
Pretty sad on this date, Terry Kath.
Alcohol was involved.
Alcohol, Russian roulette, a gun.
He's playing Russian roulette.
It's not good. He's only 31. 78.
They were coming to Met Stadium, and they got Boz Scaggs to take the Chicago's place.
Yeah, they took some time off, obviously, after that. And, they recover. They continue to make hits. And, some of the other guys sang. Peter Cetera had already kind of established himself maybe as the main lead singer. He'd been singing a lot more of their hits by that time. And Terry Kath was not in a good spot, and it
Sad.
Just didn't go well. And it was unfortunate for a great band. In the band,
first
Chicago.
Concert I ever saw, Met Center, when I was a sophomore in high school, Chicago.
Who opened for him? Do you remember?
I don't.
Did somebody open for him?
I don't know.
And what year was that?
I want to say 74.
You were still in high school then.
Yeah, 75, I believe it was spring of 75.
Was that on the "If You Leave Me Now" tour?
I don't know. That has left me, if it has.
So that was in 78. Chicago was Terry Kath passing away on this date. In 1983, on the old tube.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
Did they ever reveal what it cost to hire the A-Team? I don't remember. I used to watch that show all the time. I don't even remember what the fee was. Did they just do it out of the goodness of their heart? I mean, how was B.A. Baracus making money other than that?
I think the price was negotiable.
And we loved it when a plan came together. The A-Team, very popular. Very good cast.
We got a full dose of Mr. T.
Mr. T, exactly. George Peppard. How good was he as Hannibal Smith?
He was one of my favorites, yeah.
So A-Team debuted on this date in 83 and 84.
I don't even want to talk. I want to watch the match.
He's going up. Hulk Hogan, he drops a big leg on him. He's down for the cover. Hook the leg. One, two. He got him.
Hulkamania went to another level on this date in 84. Madison Square Garden, the greatest arena in the world, Neil.
And who did Hulk take down?
He defeated the Iron Sheik.
Oh, nice.
He became the first wrestler to escape the camel clutch.
Oh, my gosh. If there's one man who can do it.
History made in Madison Square Garden. And the fans on their feet.
Well, it was. It was the birth. Hulkamania had already been kind of running wild, but then it just took off back in 84. Gorilla Monsoon there on the call.
Well,
he was fantastic as well. So that was his state. He held the title for a long, long time. 2004.
Sad news today from, of all places, Vermont. The man known to generations of children as Captain Kangaroo has died at his home in Vermont at the age of 76. Bob Keeshan hit the air in 1955 as Captain Kangaroo on CBS. He invented Captain Kangaroo. The show ran for 30 years. It appeared another 6 years on public television. On it, the grandfatherly Keeshan visited with the likes of Mr. Green Jeans and talked to his puppet friends, Bunny Rabbit and Mr. Moose.
Oh, yes, he did, certainly.
And let's not forget Dancing Bear.
Dancing Bear as well, not the one from Conan.
No.
That was a different bear.
Right.
So when Mr. Moose gave the eulogy, did the ping pong balls drop down at the church? Anybody
they
know?
Sure should have.
Does anybody have coverage of that?
Was that just like one of the favorite days when they used the ping pong balls?
Oh,
I just love that.
It's so good. Then they had the little guys. I remember, I don't know how long they did it, but they had little Campbell Soup guys or something. They had these little miniature people on the shelf, and there was like Campbell Soup. It's what I picture on the bookshelf there. But yeah, Captain Kangaroo, and what a haircut, too. Can we comment on his hair?
Haircut, mustache, the guy.
The sideburns.
Right. He was a fashion icon.
Martin Van Buren was envious of Captain Kangaroo's sideburns.
Lamb chops, yeah.
Yes.
The big choppers. Yeah.
That was his date in 04. Then 05, we lost another great.
Three Dog Night. What's a bad night for a tree?
The Magnificent Carnet, the Sage from the East. Here's another one.
Sitting Bull. Describe talk shows.
Oh, yes. He and Ed, Johnny Carson, passed away on this date, the age of 79.
No, you know, at the never end, be another one of those.
When he signed off on The Tonight Show, he always kind of hinted that he would do something. Remember he said, when I find something else that I like to do, I'll let you know about it?
Mm-hmm.
He never did. He never did come back to TV.
Come back.
He showed up on Letterman every now and then, and things. I think he appeared once, maybe like a cameo. But he had battled emphysema. He was a smoker.
Yep.
And he had hosted The Tonight Show for almost 30 years, and Johnny Carson was 79.
The Nebraska native,
he
correct?
He was, yeah. Yes. All the best broadcasters come from the Midwest. That was his date 2005, and then 2018.
Meet Zhang Zhang and Hua Hua. Impossible to tell apart, they are clones.
Well, this is a big deal because we've been waiting for a long time to have clone monkeys. And
I know I have. I wait a long time to have clone monkeys.
Shoo!
It's like we don't have enough monkeys already
right,
in the world.
Right.
I've never heard that the population of monkeys were going down to the point that it was tragic that we needed to start cloning them.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope I didn't have to pay for that.
And the start of that story says you can't tell them apart. I can't tell regular monkeys apart.
Right.
Who cares what? If they're cloned?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They do tend to be similar in looks.
Yes, 2018. And the same day, wouldn't you know it, another funny, silly animal story.
All right, so listen to this. A dozen contestants got kicked out of a beauty pageant because they got Botox. And these are not human competitors. They are camels. I am not kidding. This is not fake news. This really happened. The highly competitive camel beauty pageant takes place every year in Saudi Arabia. This time around, a vet was caught red-handed injecting Botox into a dozen camels a couple of days before the event.
Saudis love their camels.
They tend to look alike, too, from what I've seen. But
first, they rock the Casbah,
right.
And then you got the camel, Midnight at the Oasis.
Oh, my.
And some of them needed Botox. They needed just a little help, and those camels were disqualified. This day, 2018.
Botox in the hump, in the lips.
I don't know where you put them in a camel to get the, I mean, they're trying to maximize their scores.
I guess.
Obviously. Birthdays now, and again, we're doing a quiz for tickets to Rivertown Live, Diamond Rio, Little Texas, and Slam-a-Bama.
Mm-hmm.
Now on to birthdays.
Captain Buck Rogers, you are now in the 25th century.
I think I will have it right now.
Are you familiar with the rock?
No.
Buck Rogers, he was a stranger in a strange land. Even though it was Earth, it was the 25th century. Gil Gerard.
It's called Getting Down. It's a little before your time. It frightens you.
Dancing Gil Gerard is something that you probably weren't expecting to hear on today's Bob Almanac, but there it was. So Gil Gerard here today, 81 for Gil Gerard. Very special episode of Little House on the Prairie as well, where Charles was out on a freight run, and he was a traveling worker. And they needed to finish the new addition on the Little House, which is on the prairie, Neil.
Sure.
They added a kitchen on season 5, maybe it was. And he came in, and he was smitten with Caroline. He was smitten. Mm-hmm. And Mary attempted to take a plow to him, pretty much.
Well, she should.
Yeah, she should. But he knew that he was in the wrong, and he moved on. Gil Gerard, happy birthday today. Hey, this guy, he's a local guy. He's MacGyver.
He is.
Richard Dean Anderson.
He's crafty. Like the aging southpaw in baseball, he's very crafty.
Yeah. Well, he can make anything out of anything.
Right.
Born this date in 1950. He was where'd he go to high school? He was West Metro. He grew up in Roseville and he attended Alexander Ramsey High School.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Which I think is what is now Roseville High School, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right.
So not quite the West Metro. But there's MacGyver, and in fact his name became a verb, MacGyver it.
Yeah.
You just MacGyver it.
Yep.
Do what you can.
How old is he now?
He's Richard Dean Anderson. He's 74.
Nice.
Here today. Sully.
Cactus 1529, turn right 280, you can land runway 1 at Teterboro.
We can't do it.
Okay, which runway would you like at Teterboro?
We're going to be in the Hudson.
He's going to be in the Hudson, right. He and the passengers and the plane.
If you need us, we're going to be in the Hudson.
We're going to be in the Hudson. That's, well, it's nice of him to tell them where they're going to where they can find us.
Right.
Some pilots wouldn't do that. He was smart knowing that, you know, this is where you can find us. We're going to need some help because this plane isn't going to float forever.
Right.
It's not a pontoon. It's not a party barge, but he saved some lives that day, I do believe, Sully.
They made a movie.
Chelsea Sullenberger and Tom Hanks played him, 73. Today, Cheap Trick singer. Robin Zander.
That's a pretty good tune right there.
Of course, you love how he starts a song, right?
I mean, oh, yeah.
I want you to want me.
Classic. Just can't go wrong with that. That's a bold statement.
It really is.
That you're going to like this song. So we're going to throw the name of the song right out at you at the beginning. You don't have to listen to the song to find out. You're going to find out right away. And he is 71. She's one of the Law and Order persons and people and gals. It's Mariska Hargitay.
Okay.
I swear I didn't touch her.
I swear on what? The Bible? God? Your daughter? You have the right to keep your mouth shut.
You have the right to keep your mouth shut. And I don't know if I haven't. Did they update the Miranda? Law,
yeah,
the Miranda reading.
I have the right to keep my mouth shut. I didn't have the
didn't
ability.
Have the ability. Right. No, Mariska Hargitay, 60 today, and somehow she lost the amber. Tiffany Thiessen.
Oh yeah,
Saved by the Bell, 50.
Lisa, you're October. I'm November.
Well, who's December?
Mr. Belding is December?
Principal Belding. Yeah, that's pretty good. She was one of the lovely young gals. She was one of the girls of Bayside. It was the girls of Bayside calendar. Sure. You have one of those on your wall, don't you?
Well, a guy could do worse.
Yes, exactly. Tiffany Thiessen, also Beverly Hills 90210 later on when she got too old for being in high school. She's 50 today, 50 already. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Gone but not forgotten. That must be my cue to move into the gone but not forgotten category. We're going to start with, it's National Handwriting Day, and that's because John Hancock would have celebrated, almost 300 at this point.
Mr. Callahan, I need your John Hancock on these reports.
John Hancock. It's Herbie Hancock.
And don't you forget it.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man. The great, he was part of our revolution, signed on the dotted line, John Hancock, born on this day, 1737. A fine Western act. I watched one of his movies on INSP last night. They were celebrating the birth of Randolph Scott.
What a coincidence.
You do it for Randolph Scott.
Randolph Scott. Randolph
Scott. Very majestic and quite an actor.
And deserved.
And Randolph Scott was in many fine Westerns, and he was born on this day, and the year was 1898. Johnny Russell, you can hear him here on Bob.
There's no place that I'd rather be than right here.
Right, cheers.
With my redneck, white socks, and blue ribbon beer.
How about some blue ribbon beer? Johnny Russell singing for us right there. He also wrote the song Act Naturally, which worked out good for the Beatles. And for Buck Owens, I do believe, 1940.
I once took a sip of Blue Ribbon beer. I said, Blue Ribbon, this isn't even honorable mention.
No, it was the bottom of the Budweiser barrel. It was
but all
no
of a sudden,
good.
It's popular now. It's kind of become chic.
I guess.
They've got it on tap in places.
They can have it. Actor Rutger Hauer, remember him?
Yeah, from Blade Runner.
I've seen things people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate.
But have you seen Neil Freeman's handwriting?
Yeah, try that out.
That's the famous Tears in the Rain speech there with Harrison Ford. Just amazed.
Blade Runner. He was also if you're in Dracula 3D, you're a star. I don't care what you are. You know that. Rutger Hauer, born on this day in 1944. One of the founding members of the Pointer Sisters. And, we hear her here on Bob because she did the great duet with Earl Thomas Conley, right?
Too many times.
Too many times.
Too many times.
We're talking about Anita Pointer.
Don't say a word, cause I already heard what your body's saying to me.
She sang lead on most of their hits.
Yeah. Certainly here on Slow Hand. You know, who do you like better? Anita Pointer or Conway?
I want a man with a slow hand.
She's great, no doubt about it. The fine singer Anita Pointer there, born on this day, 1948. He was a keyboard guy for the E Street Band, Danny Federici, born on this day, 1950. And our gone rapper of the day is XXXTentacion or something like that. I don't know if it's XXXTentacion or X Cube Temptation, 1998. There it is. Gone rapper of the day. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Couple of character actresses.
Now be reasonable. You cannot turn down $50 for a $6 rye.
No. Watch me.
Stop
it.
What's the rye, lady?
Help! Someone help!
Shut up, you old pig!
It was the old bag when Seinfeld needed a marble rye.
Ooh.
The actress Frances Bay, who's also Fonzie's grandmother Happy Days.
Yeah,
Grandma Nussbaum.
Yeah.
She was born in the state 1919. And another funny lady.
You're a pig, Ehrlich.
Victor, you recognize that voice? Oh, no. Victor Ehrlich. This is your life. Mrs. Hufnagel.
So glad to see you.
Yeah.
Mrs. Hufnagel from St. Elsewhere, and she was also the Bailiff Florence there for some time. One of the many bailiffs we had on Night Court. She was the one with the glasses. Selma Diamond, not Marcia Warfield, but she was Florence, the bailiff on Night
Court.
Who it is Florence Hallop, 1923. Now, Neil, they're all
gone, but not forgotten.
We can finish it up there. Here are the tickets. A pair of tickets, Hastings Area Rotary Club, Rivertown Live. You can get them. The tickets are available now, rivertownlive.com. But how about winning a pair right now with this Almanac quiz? Diamond Rio, Little Texas, and Slam-a-Bama.
Going to be a lot of fun. And our own Brandon Backstrom going to be there.
So here today, Hulk Hogan defeated the Iron Sheik.
Right.
The Iron Sheik has a submission hold. Hulk Hogan was the first to ever break that submission hold. What's the name of that submission hold?
And then the big leg drop, and it was over.
Right, that's the finishing move of Hulk Hogan.
Right, he couldn't get out of that.
What's the Iron Sheik's finishing move?
I like it.
763-4500, and it isn't loading up the pointed toe. That led up to it.
Right.
That's how he softened you up.
Yep.
And he got you with that pointed boot. But what's the Iron Sheik's finishing move? It's 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. First one with the correct answer, you win. Vince Gill, Don't Let Our Love Start Slipping Away. Clint Black, A Good Run of Bad Luck, or Restless Heart, Big Dreams in a Small Town.
I'm going to stay with Vince Gill. I like it.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albert.